Deja vu.
What did you just say?
Nothing, just had a little deja vu.
What did you see?
What happened?
A black cat went past us, and then another that looked just like it.
How much like it? Was it the same cat?
Might have been, I'm not sure.
Switch, APOC.
What is it?
A deja vu is usually a glitch in the Matrix. It happens when they change something.
It's the best of the Cutprint Film Podcast. Here are your hosts, Jeff, Dave, and Chris.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's Thanksgiving, and that means more Cutprint Film for you.
Technically, it's not Thanksgiving, but you're getting over your Thanksgiving hangover today because it's the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Well, it's the Monday after Thanksgiving, so that was a motherfucker of a hangover.
Oh, well, yeah. You don't know how I party on Thanksgiving.
We couldn't podcast because we're all in the hospital having gastrointestinal operations.
What if one of us dies?
Oh, well, then it's
going to be creepy.
Well, when I eat turkey, I eat the bones and all, so there's a chance that I will pass away.
I only eat the giblets.
In the plastic bag they come in.
So here's how this is going to work. We're going to play some clips of the best 39 episodes.
Yeah. Not every episode will be represented, I assure you.
That would be insane, especially the first episode.
Yes. We're going to keep this tidy and neat and hopefully funny.
Yeah, so if you missed out on those 39 episodes, maybe this will catch you up.
Yeah, some of our best, our greatest hits, if you will.
Yeah.
And maybe you can't remember that time I made that great joke.
I know.
They all loved it.
They were all good. All the jokes were good.
Well, sit back, relax, put a tourniquet on your forehead.
Oh, and I guess Merry Christmas, because now that Thanksgiving is over, it's officially Christmas.
That's right. It's shopping season, everybody. What are you guys going to get me?
It's
how about an Irish kiss, Jeff?
All right.
Yeah.
Here's a clip from one of our best episodes ever.
Let's listen.
Oh, hi, Tony Stark. Oh, it's me, Ant-Man. Oh, hi.
Like, hey, where's that Tesseract at?
I think
Where is it, Tony?
I think just dropping in stuff like that to connect it.
I think the difficulty lies in that, like, Edgar Wright and the guy who wrote the screenplay with Joe Cornish, who directed Attack the Block.
He's a hen, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's a Cornish hen. Delicious on Thanksgiving if you don't want the full turkey.
That it was a drastically different vision than what Marvel had.
What I'm saying is basically, while it would be easy to just be like, Ant-Man, have you seen Tony Stark lately? He's over there.
That doesn't seem sloppy or forced at all.
Well, it'd be easy.
Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, yeah, while it would be cheap and easy to put that in your movie, Edgar Wright is kind of a guy who has, like, principles. And he doesn't want to force that into his
two of them. He has a vice principal.
Yeah, vice principal and the regular principal.
Yeah, the principal is your pal as well, because you were trying to figure out how to spell it.
It took a minute to take a drink there. So
we were all relying on you to say something.
I thought you guys were going to tell more hilarious principal jokes. I was waiting. Waiting for more school-themed jokes.
Let me crack open this entire tome of principal jokes.
Take out your fucking grade school joke book there and tell me more about the lunch lady. So, what I'm saying is Edgar Wright has an ideal. He's like, I want to make this Ant-Man movie the way I want to make it. And Marvel's like, fuck you. Make it the way we want to make it.
Yeah, I retweeted some independent theater out in L.A. that said something like, how about we just forget about Ant-Man and instead fund 1,000 indie films?
Which is a great idea.
Great idea.
And it'll never happen.
You literally sound like a sophomore in college solving all the world's problems at a diner.
What if we just gave peace a chance?
Ant-Man, more like Shant-Man.
I like that you went with Shant instead of Can't, because that's what a college sophomore would say.
Because can't would be much easier, but shan't is better.
All right.
Shan't be doing that movie. Did you get it?
I'd like to give it back to you.
All right.
You were fine until you said that.
Yeah. Well, that was the whole point. So, you got to bury everything into the ground.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ant-Man, 10 out of 10. I'm reviewing it because we're in the future, remember? Beginning of this bit said we were in the future.
I read somewhere that James Gunn might direct it.
Yeah. For some reason, everyone online, certain film websites were like, "What if I think James Gunn is going to direct this?" And James Gunn lost his mind and said, "You're fucking full of shit. That's not going to happen."
Well, that's what happens when you post a news story with a question as the headline.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Yeah, you shouldn't post news stories that are just like conjecture. Like, what if James Gunn directed this? Like, no, that's not going to happen.
Mm. Well, a similar thing happened with Jurassic Park this week.
Yeah,
where,
it did.
Someone posted, will there be dino-blended seed DNA dinosaurs in this movie?
Apparently there will.
That person who posted that was me. Oh, wait, no, someone else did it, but I also posted a thing about it, but no one read it.
Everyone's favorite boob site.
Yeah, JoeBlow.com.
Yeah, the good folks at JoeBlow.com, who have a section devoted to movie hotties.
And boobies of the week,
yeah.
I believe. So go ahead and check that out.
I'm still waiting for my boobies to be voted.
God knows.
My flabby chest.
That's one of the most popular links off of our site this week is the boobies of the week
link. Yeah, it keeps getting clicked on. Man, that Dave sure is funny.
I can't believe Dave said that.
Boy, that was nuts.
This screenplay can just fuck its mother. But there's a scene in the beginning of the movie that I would love.
Oh, wait. This leads us to our reoccurring sketch we'd like to call Reading RoboCop.
Reading RoboCop.
Oh, yeah.
Reading RoboCop.
Oh, yeah.
That's our awesome Reading RoboCop.
Why did that happen? Who did that?
I don't know. It might have been Moon Man.
All right, so I have...
Wait. We have scripts here?
We do. I got a couple scripts here.
Oh, we're good. Don't tell John Ridley or whatever the fuck his name is.
I had to...
Can I get a credit on this?
I had to bootleg this bad boy and transcribe these myself, so...
So there's probably a lot of typos.
Who wants to be Omar from The Wire's character?
Do I get to be Michael K. Williams?
Yes.
Nah, I don't want to be that, then.
You want to be
Is there
Omar?
Samuel Jackson in here?
No.
All right, then I'm Omar.
Yeah, who are the characters? You got to give us...
I'm going to be RoboCop.
Okay.
Because I'm wearing a full robot outfit as we speak. And Chris, you're going to be this mobster Jerry.
Jerry is a good name for your mobster.
Yeah, it's a black guy too.
Wait, who's Jerry? The
He's the only black guy ever named Jerry.
Wait, Jerry and now Seinfeld? I'm thinking.
All right, so let me set the
my
scene.
My Omar impression is a lot like my Woody Allen impression, though. So
if you could do this in a Jewish accent, so, that would be wonderful.
So for the record, is this literally? Actually in the movie.
This is word for word.
Okay.
And I know that your character, Chris, I know his name is Jerry because they say it 318 times in the scene. So here's the scene. Murphy, that's RoboCop, and his partner Jack, that's Omar from The Wire, they are undercover and they're buying guns off this gangster, Jerry. So here we go.
Is Jack literally Omar from The Wire in the movie? Like,
it's the same actor.
Oh, okay.
The weird thing is that character was played by Nancy Allen in RoboCop. So
exactly, it's a white woman.
Yeah.
In the original RoboCop. So
wait, there's a Jerry in the original RoboCop.
No. He's talking about
no Jerry
your character. So I'm Murphy. Before I'm RoboCop.
Wait, you're not even RoboCop in
No,
the scene?
Not yet. This is in the beginning. And it's a flashback, so it means absolutely fucking nothing. So anything that happens in the scene is of zero consequence because you've already seen the aftermath of it.
All right. And...
All right, so here we go.
Rolling.
Okay.
Where the heck you get a gun like that, Jerry?
I can get you two whole crates full, man.
Two crates? No disrespect, Jerry, but how... Wait, I can't read. Two crates? No disrespect, Jerry, but how a con like you get so much product?
What's it matter where it comes from?
It matters. We don't want no dirty guns, Jerry.
These guns got bodies on them, Jerry?
Yo, look, they're clean, all right? You gonna buy this shit or not?
Hey. Why you acting nervous, man? You fishing on us, Jerry?
What did you say?
You think he's fishing on us?
I think he's fishing on us.
Hey, what the hell are they talking about, man? Who's Jerry talking to?
There's a guy off screen. It makes no sense.
Right.
Say what again?
Wait.
You're doing a different movie entirely.
That's not in my copy.
Let's take it back. Hey, what the hell are they talking about, man?
I'm not sure.
That. Let me see your phone. Let me see it.
I'm not showing you my phone, man.
You recording us, Jerry? End scene.
I can't believe that happened.
Boy, I really remember that clip.
Here comes another one.
I don't even have my headphones on, like an amateur.
We are back, huh? How about that?
We're driving to the Overlook Hotel. Mm.
You like roast beef, Danny?
Dick Halloran constantly asking about food.
They just can't stop asking this child questions
please,
about food.
Please, Mr. Halloran, stop asking me about food.
You hear that? He heard it on the TV.
Oh, boy.
That's my Jack Nicholson. Sounds a lot like my Scatman.
It sounds exactly like your Scatman Carruthers.
Scat Nicholson.
Johnny, do you like pizza? Oh, Bane is here.
Bane Man Carruthers. We can do this all night, folks. All
right, let me turn this shining
music. The next 2 hours of the show are impressions.
I'm actually getting a little creeped up. Okay.
Yeah, from now on, every commercial break comes back with a creepy song. Last week it was Mothra, this week it's this.
I couldn't believe how close my Mothra...
That was pretty dead on, and you had never even seen the movie.
Like, when you started singing it, I thought you had actually heard it, because it was so accurate.
I saw it in your face. You were like, yeah.
I was like, that is literally the song I'm talking about.
All right. You guys want to play a little game?
I love games.
Is this like Saw?
You want to play a little game? I love to saw in the colon of the man dead next to you.
All right.
Wait, what are we doing? We're going to play a game?
We are playing a game, everyone. This is a new feature on Cut Print Film.
Hang on, let me get
Where's this. Richard Dawkins?
Here he is.
Hey, everyone! Welcome to Amazonathon!
Amazon!
It's the game show where contestants read Amazon.com reviews and try and guess what movie is being reviewed.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
I'm excited. All right.
Holy shit.
All right.
We'll bring the music back in later, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I liked it.
That's good music.
Yeah, it's really funky.
So we are the both the host and the contestants. Okay.
Because this is we don't have a lot of budget, so this is what we got.
Who wants to go first?
Well, how much do you want to wager?
Nothing.
You got it.
Nothing at all.
$0. Can I wager in Bitcoin?
Well, I have 100 million Cut Print Film fun bucks.
Yeah, we'll put all our faces
on
them.
I spent half of it on some pins.
All right.
I have some Confederate
Chris,
dollars.
Chris, use this. Whoever touches this, Chris, touch this nipple, and Jeff, you touch this one.
Okay, I touched my left. Whoever you touch your right.
No, mine. You guys have to reach across.
They're
the buzzers.
What's happening?
I'm not doing
so
this.
So if you want to buzz in,
I'm already out of the
game. I'm not going to touch your nipple.
I'm going to put my shirt back on.
Not on the air, at least.
Put that tfury.com shirt back on.
Listen to this. This is a review from Amazon.com.
Okay.
All right. And it's titled, "If I Could Give Zero Starts, I Would."
Okay, go.
All right.
This is one of the worst debauchery seance space balls. I grew up watching the TV show, and it was okay. Parentheses. Good for its time. But this piece of filth should be washed from our collective consonances. Collective consonances.
What's all happening? Right.
There is no real coherent plot or any of the classic characters. I, of course, relies.
Okay.
I, of course, relies that it is imposable to take 60 TV types and translate that to the big screen. Well, apparent, it's also imposable to make it all interesting instead of just stuff happening.
Buzz!
Oh.
Is it Mission Impossible?
No.
Damn.
Buzz.
Yeah.
We only get one shot, right?
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, this game could go on for hours. Yeah, then.
We can't keep buzzing.
I'm going to guess Bewitched.
No.
All right. What was it?
All right, give a hint. Give a hint, and then we'll both try and guess.
This is one of the worst debauchery seance space balls.
That does not help at all. That's the worst hint.
Hang on, can I do my last guess?
Yeah.
Is it Lost in Space?
Yes.
Oh!
We need a sound effect there.
We don't have one.
We got a horn, right?
Let me get the horn out.
Oh, you mean a real horn.
This is like one of those Swiss Alps horns. I didn't tune it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, who's next?
That was pretty good, right?
I still don't get the... What, seance space balls? What the fuck is that?
Well, he meant to write synth, but he wrote seance instead.
Oh, so he's communing with the spirits of space balls.
All right, I want to go. All
right. Okay.
This review comes from the Amazon user Dogmatico.
Oh!
He's a classic. all right, ready? Here we go. Look, I was in the war.
Whoa!
And this movie captures nothing. This film naively chose to focus on the sad aspects of war, like watching your buddy go crazy. It neglected to display the great aspects of war, like you and your buddy being able to legally kill people. I mean, you can call me crazy, but until you've actually been in that position, you don't know how exhilarating it is.
You could call me crazy.
This movie is unrealistic, melodramatic, and highly overrated.
Is it Full Metal Jacket?
It is not.
Damn!
Is it Platoon?
It is not.
Damn it!
Is it The Thin Red Line?
It is not.
Damn.
Dave?
Oh, this is my last guess. All right, war... What is it good for? It's not good for sad. All right. What's a sad award?
Well, this guy loves killing people. Can't help himself.
Give a hint and then...
Is it Saving Private Ryan?
No, and that was your final guess. My hint was going to be Vietnam.
Oh.
Is it Platoon?
No.
I said Platoon first.
Oh, fucking Apocalypse Now?
No, it's The Deer Hunter.
What?
Yeah.
That's a sad war movie.
And this guy said it's unrealistic, melodramatic, and highly overrated, and just
not enough scenes of buddies killing people.
This guy's a shithead. Dogmatico on Amazon.com is an ass.
Man.
Chris? Oh, mine was from Rob.
What?
Mine was from Rob, not right. Dogmatico.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you his username because I didn't. Thank you.
All right, so this review is from a customer.
Oh, good. I love it.
I had to blank out some words to not give it away. All right, so.
Yeah, I did that.
All right. I had expected, it starts off with not the scariest movie ever made, period. I had expected a really good movie from blank because I had heard so much good things about it. I didn't get, G-H-E-T, what I wanted because this film is just terrible. The way the camera was shot, yes, the camera was shot.
Well, that's a terrible movie idea.
Wait, I shouldn't have cut it off because here it goes. The way the camera was shot was stupid Cupid. Why did he write that? I don't know. The director could have done Sue, S-O-O, much better. The acting was terrible, the music gave me headache, and the screenplay and special effects were silly and made the film boring to look at. I do not recommend this film at all. It is no true classic and not the scariest movie ever made.
Are you done?
Yes.
Exorcist.
No. Actually, there's one more sentence.
Oh.
Also, the blank scene is absolute rubbish. It is... And that is definitely not the most well-known and best scene in movie history. All right, that's the whole thing.
I already wasted my first guess.
So it's a famous horror movie. The scariest movie of all time.
I'm not going to give you any direct hints. You got to guess.
It's going to be some piece of shit.
Poltergeist.
No.
Oh. Damn it.
I guess The Shining.
No. All right, you want a hint?
I'm already out. I did my two guesses.
Is it a newer movie?
No.
Okay.
You got one more guess. Come on.
I would say there's like a famous scene in it, which is why
why I guessed Exorcist.
Yeah. And I'm going to say Halloween.
No. The answer is Psycho.
Oh, I didn't even think about that as a horror movie.
Which I don't think anyone's ever said Psycho is the scariest movie ever made.
This guy's a jerk.
But yeah, a customer written on May 31st, 2000.
All right, so that was round one.
Of course, in his defense, this was the pre-9/11 days. That's true. Everything changed after that soda tax.
We got three rounds, and I'm in the lead with 1 point, and you both have 0. So, Dave, you're up.
Okay. I need some music to get into the mood here. Yeah.
That was round one. This is round two.
Yeah, we're moving on into... This is the round two music.
Sort of. Oh, yeah.
This is a tough one.
Under the Sea.
Oh. this is a real tough one, but
There's a second one sentence review I'm going to read afterwards. Well, I'm going to read you a one star review.
I was going to say, if we have, we're doing three each.
Yeah.
Save the hardest one for last, because that's the hard rank.
I don't think this is the hardest.
Because I have one that's like going to be impossible. So, all right.
So I have a one star and then a five star. Okay. I'm going to read you the one star first.
Okay. For the same movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two reviews for one movie?
I'll read you the five star if you need the hint, because there's a major hint in that first one. Okay. The second one. Okay. How could you like this piece of crap? That's the title.
Okay.
By Andrew Britt. And then in quotations it says Andrew Britt.
That's his nickname on the streets.
Man, this is a pile of shit. Only rivaled by Halloween 3.
Oh, which I actually liked.
Yeah, I love Halloween 3, actually.
If you own both of these movies, then you should either throw them away now or kill yourself.
Wow! Those are such different things to do. One is
Option
sort of,
A.
One is sort of reasonable, and one is irreversible.
The guy who played Blank did all right for such a bad part, and the girl he liked looked good, but that's a given. It's against the law not to have the best-looking people in movies.
It's against the law?
What is this? Is that it?
Andrew Britt is insane.
I really don't see how this averaged four stars when everyone I know that's seen it hated it. Wow. Really, this is pure shit. Piled on top of more shit, then shoved into a toilet that's already clogged by shit.
Wow, this guy loves fecal matter.
He is a shit metaphor king.
Wow. Okay, well, that's impossible.
Yeah,
is it?
You gotta give a hint, because he doesn't say anything about the movie.
Yeah, it just makes sentences.
Well, it's only rivaled by Halloween 3 as worst.
So is it a Halloween movie?
No, it's a horror movie.
Okay. Blair Witch 2.
No. That's
that was my favorite.
That would have been an insane quiz. All right, you want the 5-star review?
At least give us like the first few lines of it.
It's only one line.
Oh, well, give us a little bit of it.
I'll give you the whole line.
Okay.
Best Crispin Glover movie of all time. Oh. X-Heart.
Is it Willard?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Can I just say I love Willard, by the way?
I never saw Willard.
I was the one who wrote that 5-star review.
You really
X heart.
Chris and I are tied here.
Is your Amazon name Casey?
Yes, it is. Chris is short for Casey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, here we go. This review comes from Hassan Abdeen. I can never believe that an adult would like this crap. Actor name is a good actor, and he did a good job in acting, but.
Inacting.
But this movie is very poor and cheap. The animation is extremely poor, and any viewer eye could see how poor it is. Plus, the story events are very childish. Maybe the story is not that bad, but the way it has been put together makes it no better than its poor animation.
He loves the word poor.
Loves it. I recommend this movie to little kids, but absolutely not for adults.
One little kid only.
Oh, man, it's like, don't watch adults.
Yeah, this is only for little kids. The actor is good, but he's not.
Is it animated? Because he says animation.
I can't. There's animation in it.
Is it Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
It is not.
Damn.
Dave.
Cool World.
No. Great guess, though.
Is it Space Jam?
No.
Damn.
Last guess.
So it's a mixed media movie. Yeah.
I guess so. This guy
a mixed martial arts movie.
This guy thinks it is.
I don't know.
Time's ticking.
Why was Cool World a good guess?
Because Jeff loves Cool World.
It's fantastic.
He loves Cool Whip.
Well, can you guys phone in and tell me your guesses?
Nope, round two's over. That was Jumanji.
What?
Yes, it's not for adults at all. Don't even do it.
Don't
die.
Don't even bother. All right, my turn. Round two is not over, Jeff. I didn't go.
Oh. God. My apologies.
God, I was going to read Jumanji, you know. All right. This review is by Peggy, and her name on...
I'm a fan of her work.
The name on the Amazon is Pab920.
All right.
Pab. And the headline is Laughter Therapy with 3 exclamation points.
All right, she loves this.
She loves this movie. All right, here we go. If you enjoy the spoofs on SNL or 30 Rock, you will enjoy this movie. This is so many O's, so funny that I laughed so much I had tears in my eyes. Granted, sometimes it is silly, or rather pre-adolescent humor, but that's okay. in all caps. It's a comedy, okay. Not an FBI drama or social commentary. I'm a white, middle-aged Southern female, and I took no offense at all. Just pure fun. And this is my favorite line of the review. Consider this movie a dose of laughter, which is the best medicine for health after all. You know, Peggy, I don't think laughter is the best medicine for health after all. I think real medicine is the best medicine for health.
All right. Okay.
I like how she specified for health.
For health in general. Overall health.
I'm going to guess, she mentioned SNL, I guess Bridesmaids or
no.
something.
No. And please remember to buzz in.
Oh, I was like,
with your mouth. Yes, Dave.
Ace Ventura?
No.
Damn it.
Yes.
I just did it.
Wait, hold on. Next? Hold on. Give us a decade. A decade, sorry.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
Okay.
There's a hint in the review if you paid attention.
I did not.
I will give you the hint. She says, I'm a white, middle-aged Southern female. Keyword being white.
White chicks?
Dave gets it, although he didn't buzz in, so he doesn't win.
Wow, okay, we are tied at 1 point each.
Yeah. Can Chris tie it up in the
what's that?
In the final round?
Yeah, whoever gets this final round wins the game. Unless all three of us get it, and then we have to fucking have a fist fight.
We all have another go round.
Yeah. So. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying this third round, whoever gets it is the winner. Yeah.
Let's do this.
Or we have to arm wrestle.
I prefer leg wrestling. Yeah.
We have to have a chicken fight.
Wrestle my thighs. I dare you.
Don't tempt me.
All right, round three coming up.
This is it. This is the final round. Speed round. I'm just kidding. We can't go any faster.
I'm like sitting here waiting for you guys to start, I'm in charge of round three.
Go ahead. This has to be the hardest one
yet. Wait, how did you start the game? Did I start the game? I guess I did.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen to the tape.
Oh, I have a tiebreaker, so I'm going to read my... my round three
the
here.
Music stopped. We can't have this.
It's back.
Thank God.
Okay. So, here we go.
You all right over there?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you forget how to read?
I got two for the same film, and I'm trying to figure out which one.
Dave's glaucoma is kicking in.
At least we're prepared.
Okay. This is titled Hard to Watch.
Okay.
By Jeff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeff, did you write this review?
Some of my finest
you know what's funny?
Writing.
I have someone named Jeff, and then on the other movie, The Tiebreaker, Nancy Rollins.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I'm gonna look
I didn't
into
notice that until
now. My PI on that.
Yeah. So, Hard to Watch, 1 out of 5 stars. Honestly, I couldn't even sit through this movie. I watched maybe the first 15 or 20 minutes and had to turn it off. It was seriously not my thing and boring as heck.
No swearing for this reviewer.
Yeah.
10 minutes in, I'd wish I stabbed my eyeballs out instead.
He won't swear, but he will stab his eyeballs.
He loves violence, but hates profanity.
He hates hell, but he loves stabbing.
All right,
that's it.
I have no idea, but you need to give a hint.
Okay,
before
hold on.
We even do our first guess.
I
take this seriously.
Okay, the other reviewer says this. I've discussed this film with my friends whose fallback argument is if you can't understand it, perhaps it's beyond you.
Jesus. What kind of movie is it?
It is a classic.
Like black and white classic?
Is it Clockwork Orange?
No.
Is it Citizen Kane?
No.
Damn.
All right. Is it 2001?
Yes.
Thank God.
Jeff might be the winner, but we're not done yet.
That's right.
I wish I stabbed my eyeballs out instead.
Yeah, I completely disagree.
There were so many 2001 reviews where the people said they turned it off in the first 15 minutes. I was like, that should be like the retard test, and then you should be walked into a room and thrown off a cliff. Not right. Retard, sorry. R word.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need the ACLU.
We're
going
to have to edit that one out.
All right, you ready? This is my last one. This movie is a cult classic that was unfortunately ignored whenever it was released. However, it is very cheap now, so today is the time to get it before the public rediscovers it and the prices climb again.
What?
You may notice I gave this movie only 5 stars.
How many can you give it?
Only 5.
I would rather give it a 10, but it won't go higher than 5.
I would rather hack Amazon and give it a 10.
This guy's on our level.
When actor is on screen, he puts you in another world. Actor does a good job. It feels like he's really there.
Who's actor?
He's really there.
I can't
there.
Tell you. This movie really means a lot to me, and it helped me cope with my own father, who was killed in Vietnam.
Oh my God.
Thank you, actor.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, actor. Your heartwarming performance saved me from a life of crime and sin.
Holy shit.
I would not be here without you.
What?
Whatever this movie is, I'm glad it exists to save this man from crime and sin.
So
right. I got nothing. Wait, right. You got to give a hint.
Yeah.
Okay. I blanked out this part. I'll leave it in there. It feels like the ghost is really there.
The ghost?
Actor.
Is it ghost?
That's all I'm giving you.
No, I'm saying, is it ghost with Patrick Swayze?
Oh, is that your guess?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Is it the ghost is really there? So the ghost isn't there.
It feels like the ghost is really there. That's all
what
he said.
He
says, the actor does such a good job, it feels like the ghost is really there.
It feels like the ghost... Ghost
he
Dad?
Thrusts his fist.
Yeah.
It's Ghost Dad!
Ghost Dad!
Time it up!
Shit!
Phil Cosby saved my
Listen,
life!
I edited this part out. It goes... He says, when Bill Cosby is on screen, he puts you in another world. Like a world when your dad is a ghost. This might be the greatest thing I've ever found on the internet. Okay, so.
I'm so happy that exists.
So Dave has 2, I have 2, Chris, you have 1.
And there's no way for me to win, but
so
I
you're out. So I guess this might be a
tiebreaker.
This
tie is the tiebreaker.
And Dave has another tiebreaker in case.
Yeah.
All right.
In case Chris guesses it.
Yes. Headline is just... I wish you had saved that for last. I can't top that. Right. Boring by Jonathan Constandance. Very boring. ... I sleeping after 45 minutes. The topic is boring. I expected more for this movie. I loose my money.
I loose my money.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, we need a hint. We need a hint.
Is the film boring?
No. It's not. It's a non-linear film.
Okay. All right.
Pulp Fiction.
You didn't buzz in and no. Yes.
I'm having trouble thinking of non-linear films at this point. This is my 4th drink.
Non-linear. So it's not in a line. Linear.
It's not traditionally linear. I'll put it like that.
fucking Jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
What is
tattoos feature in the film?
Hmm.
Is it Halloween remake?
You better start buzzing in, sir, or you will be disqualified.
That was my final guess.
I'm gonna guess, I don't know, Magnolia?
No.
No.
Memento.
Oh yeah, we should have thought of that.
Shit.
I was gonna that's say like, Guy Pearce, movie. But that's
yeah, that would have given away. Yeah.
Is all it right. Like in a world where there's mementos?
I guess you have to give Chris yeah, your
give
tiebreaker.
Me the thing. Well, no, he's gonna know what the answer is.
Oh yeah. Well, this game's a dud.
Yeah,
it's a tie.
Wait.
Now we have to have a dance off.
Yeah, right, we're gonna have a spin off.
All right, I have the tie-breaking review to
excellent,
read.
Excellent.
Here we go. Yeah. Okay. All right. This review starts with. Here is the title. I know I am the exception among reviewers, but I found this movie oppressively dark by Christopher Schwinger.
Okay.
And the first line of the review is the same as the title. I know I am the exception among reviewers, but I found this movie too dark. When I saw it in the theater nearly 10 years ago, I was left with an oppressed, heavy feeling that lasted for a long time afterward, which is why seeing the two sequels was absolutely out of the question for me. This is definitely not an exuberant action movie. Yes.
The Matrix.
No.
Oh, that's what I was going to guess. You have more in there?
That's it,
okay.
That's it.
Two sequels.
Yes.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Fuck.
the fuck has two sequels?
You have a hint?
It's a comic book movie. Yes.
X-Men?
No.
Oh, man.
I know what this is. It's Batman Begins.
Dave wins the game!
Yes! You son of a bitch.
I win the game, Danny!
Okay, it's time for fucking recommendations.
Yeah.
Ah, come forth and let me tell you the tale of CutPrintFilm.com, a film review, editorial, and news website.
Have they got any loot there?
They do. Oh, I can't find it. Does anyone know where the loot is?
I have one right here.
Cutprint Film has a merry band of men.
Do they drop the beat?
Yes, they do! It includes More Like Radio, Joystick Jerks, and Anti-Fanboy.
Lemons, lemons, lemons.
Everybody's dancing.
Hey, we're out on a boat with my weird-looking wife. This guy has a what? This guy has a knife.
Jesus.
I would love to quit the show right now.
Please, don't ever stop.
Oh my god, I just put a bag over my head so nobody recognizes me.
And he can't swim. All right.
Man, that's over.
I didn't realize that song had such a long intro.
Yeah, we should have picked it. Here it comes.
No,
see, I was close.
We don't want to get sued
yeah.
by the knife.
Might get one pulled of our, off of YouTube.
One of our listeners is in the knife, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me.
It's their roadie, I All believe.
Right, so Dave wanted to talk about something specific.
Did I?
Oh, boy. I'll never forget that one.
We sure never learned, do
you
we?
You know what I won't forget also? This next clip. Lemons, 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 lemons.
Man, I can't believe they get into all those hijinks. Or we do.
I'm still thinking about that last one.
I hear Dave died. Anyway, I guess the guys have to go because the show has to end eventually.
That's right.
So let's wrap this up, shall we?
Yeah, here they are with their best wrap up ever. A Christmas present.
I hate these fuckers.
Oh, that got stepped on.
But are they still in the game?
Oh, fucking fuck your mother, please. Yeah. Jeez.
I know I half-assed the plot synopsis, but don't. Don't even spend a minute
like that
fretting about
that.
That
was a controller on
yeah,
their left.
Yeah, they're playing with half asses in the game. So
no, but
what the fuck was I just gonna say? Probably nothing important.
Yeah, I don't think it was. It was probably worthless jargon about
don't
this horrible film.
Even bother watching this film. Watch any of David Cronenberg's other much better movies.
Yeah, I would say 90% of Cronenberg's work is stellar, and just this is not. This is not lumped
this
into
was
that.
Not the way to go out on this series, and I apologize.
Yeah, Jeff owes us all an apology.
I apologize to both my co-hosts and all the listeners. I'm sorry
Jeff
about
owes
this.
Us all an arrangement from Edible Arrangements.
Here, I don't think much of you. Here's a fruit basket. I'm sorry your mother died.
Well, you know that scene in Videodrome where I brought this up earlier, I think, where James Woods is whipping the TV, and yeah. It's like we're like, oh, they must have felt ridiculous doing that. Like, oh, I wonder if this is going to play well. And I can imagine everyone on this film feeling that way and then watching it and being like, oh, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't.
It was as bad as it felt.
I would love to know Cronenberg's thoughts of this movie now. Like, I wish I could, like, interview him and ask him, like, come on, spill the beans on what you think about existence.
There is not a lot on this film on the internet. There's not much at all. There's no extra features.
I mean,
there's no behind the scenes.
I mean, he's an intelligent guy. He's got to realize this didn't turn out the way he wanted it to.
Well, you can talk to him if you go down to David Cronenberg's ice cream shop. All right, I think
I'll have the chocolate and vanilla twist, Mr. Cronenberg.
All the cones are pulsing and shooting blood everywhere.
I think the best way.
I'll have the new flesh, one scoop.
The best way to sum this up, Chris already said, this is a tone-deaf film
on gaming.
Right.
It's just completely
so if you want to watch a movie about gaming, don't watch this movie. Maybe watch Gamer with Gerard Butler.
That's
probably
be
a better movie than this.
If you die in the game, you die in real life.
Hmm. Or The Wiz. Maybe watch
that. Yeah, maybe watch the... Or is it the one with Fred Savage and the Power
Khalifa?
Glove?
Yeah, watch Wiz Khalifa. Well, I don't even know where we are anymore.
Okay.
How did I get here?
So next up, we mentioned this gentleman earlier, Roman Polanski.
Yeah, right. He's the next director.
He is the rapist we're going to be talking about later.
Yes, exactly. We're going to try and look past his earthly sins.
Yeah, his malfeasance.
Yes.
Or at least we'll get to it chronologically as it appears in our list.
He's had an interesting life. I mean, he survived a concentration camp. His wife was murdered by the Manson family. He raped a girl.
Yeah.
He fled the country.
Yeah,
it's a very interesting life.
Do not be under any impression that we don't think that this guy is a piece of garbage.
Oh, no. He raped a girl. That's a bad thing.
But he is a wonderful filmmaker.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're going to be touching on some of his films.
So he's next in our director series.
So watch Knife in the Water if you want to keep up with
us. That's the first entry.
And it was Polanski's first feature film. So we're starting out with the first one.
All right.
Let's do some recommendations, boss.
Like hell yeah. Idea.
Cut print film. We recommendations. Hey, cut print film. We movie recommendations.
Well,
the perfect silence after that is
that happened. That was a thing that just happened.
Were you saying wheat? And that's wheat, wheat, wheat.
Oh man, that was really good.
Cut print film style.
That was just simply breathtaking.
Fantastic.
That wasn't me.
Oh, who was it?
That was Cy.
You got him to do it?
Yeah.
It was thigh.
Actually, it was my thigh.
Oh, I don't understand that at all.
Let's play it again. No.
All
right. Wait, I was saying wheat.
You're saying wheat.
Wheat. I'm going to go first because every single week I ask, who's going first?
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever gone first.
Please do. Anyway, my recommendation.
My recommendation this week.
You blew it instantly. This is why you don't go first, Jeff.
Good night, everybody.
Good luck.
My pick this week is The Thief of Baghdad.
Ooh.
Which
version?
1940.
Okay.
This is a movie that... It's on the Criterion Collection, which is available on Hulu Plus, and I am swimming neck deep in this fucking thing. Like,
get out of there. It's dangerous.
Help me. There's no lifeguard on duty. I never learned to swim.
I'm on duty.
I'm from the inner city. Who's that strapping young man over there in with the chiseled abs?
I'm the Criterion guard. I'll save you.
Anyway, back to my pick. Yes.
Jay Swee.
If you have $8, get Hulu Plus because they have the entire Hulu or the entire Criterion Collection.
Is it $8 a month or
$8 a month? Yeah,
I can't swing that.
Well,
I need that money for Chaw.
my grandfather's here. My pick's The Thief of Baghdad. It's a 1940 film. And it won the Academy Award for Best Cinematography, Art Direction, Special Effects, and it's the first time they used blue screening in film.
Wow.
Which predates green screening, which predates CGI, pretty much. So,
which predates man.
Yeah, well, I think you've got it backwards. This film is pretty much what the Disney movie Aladdin is based off of entirely.
Right.
It's about... this guy who's the king of Baghdad, and he's tricked by his vizier, Jafar, which you might find as a familiar name.
That was my dentist's name.
He is arrested.
Dr. Jafar. DDS.
Why do you have that parrot on your shoulder that has the horrible voice of Gilbert Gottfried?
See how snake-like I can be.
This film stars Gilbert Gottfried. Anyway, King Ahmed is tricked by his counselor Jafar, and he's arrested. And he joins forces with this thief that's also in prison named Abu, which you might find is another familiar name.
Oh, that's my dentist's name.
Yeah, that's your other dentist.
Yeah, that's his assistant.
Abu is not in The Lion King. He's in Aladdin. And they have to figure out how they can get him back in the position of king, because Jafar has seized his one true love, the princess. You might find this familiar with Aladdin. It's a really, really, really fun movie.
When's Jasmine come in?
There is no Jasmine. It's just the princess.
When does the genie make pop culture references?
There is a genie. He is voiced by Robin Williams.
Oh,
this,
great.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
But this film looks fantastic. Criterion did an amazing job. It looks... This is a film from 1940 that looks like it was made in the 70s.
Wow.
They did such a good job restoring. The colors, like, pop off the screen.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This is impressive restoration work by Criterion.
Nice.
But, yeah, it's really good. It has, like, it gets a fantasy, right. And it has the tone of The Wizard of Oz, sort of, like...
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this really... All the characters are very colorful.
Surreal, kind of.
I wouldn't call it surreal, but fantastical.
Okay.
Like, it's a great film. It's a lot of fun. I don't know. I can't imagine a bad setting to watch this in.
Yeah.
Unless maybe you're at a funeral.
Yeah.
Or a bris. If you're at a bris, yeah. Don't watch this.
Or one of those bris funeral combos they do.
They're a little...
They're a little awkward.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm excited about the Jeff Criterion adventure.
Yeah, I've gone gaga over Criterion.
Have you watched any shit yet?
Actual shit?
Yeah. No, like a Criterion that you were like, oh.
Not yet. No, I have not.
Give it time.
Oh, no, Chris, it's your turn.
Thanks, everyone. My pick is the 1992 film Innocent Blood,
ooh,
directed by John Landis.
Oh.
So, John Landis, in case you don't know, used to make good movies. And he made a film called American Werewolf in London, which is a fantastic horror comedy. And this movie is sort of in that same
vein.
When
did he fall off?
Hi, David. I don't even know. It's been a while since he's made a good movie. So, Innocent Blood is sort of in the same vein as American Werewolf in London, and that's a horror comedy.
Yeah.
And this film focuses on two things which you never thought you would see in the same movie, and that's vampires and the mafia. So the plot of this movie is there's a female vampire played by I don't want to fuck up her name, but I will because I can't.
Cruella DeVille.
That's it.
It's played by Cruella DeVille. It's played by her name is Anne Paulrald. I can't pronounce it. Mm. She's French.
Oh.
She was in La Femme Nikita. She was she's a female vampire, but she has morals. So she only basically feeds on people who are assholes. So she's in Pittsburgh, and she's feeding on mafia guys because they're all assholes.
Right.
And so after she sucks their blood, she blows their heads off with shotguns so they won't become vampires. So she ends up encountering a mobster named Sally the Shark Marcelli, played by the great Robert Loggia.
I love Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia is a fantastic character actor. So she bites his neck, but she's interrupted before she can blow his head off. So he becomes a vampire, and he starts turning all of his mafia goons into vampires. So the female vampire, she teams up with this cop, played by Anthony LaPaglia.
Oh, okay.
And so the cop and the vampire have to try and stop... The cop and the vampire have to try and stop the mafia members who are vampires. And it's got
sounds batshit insane.
It's great. It's funny, and it has a lot of great gore. If you love gore effects, this movie has really practical gore effects.
Oh, all right.
And it's got a lot of cameos from horror films. Like Sam Raimi is in it. George Romero is in it.
Oh, cool.
Like they're all just popping up in cameo appearances. It's an enjoyable movie. It's called Innocent Blood from 1992.
Can I say that my favorite Robert Loggia character is Big Ben Healy in Problem Child? And those movies are really, really bad, but I love his character of Big Ben Healy.
He makes everything good. He's great.
Oh, no.
Take it away, Davey baby.
I'm going to recommend Yodorovsky's Doom.
Oh.
Not Doom. Dune.
I wanted to see that.
There's Dwayne Johnson in this.
No, The Rock is not in this.
oh, wait, they're the same person?
Are there any Casso demons in this?
So if you're not familiar with...
He's blowing me off.
Dave's not in the mood for your Doom jokes yet.
If you're not familiar with Yodorovsky, as most people probably aren't, he's like this really absurdist, surrealist director.
He's crazy, for lack of a better
might
word.
Might eccentric be a better word.
Sure, so he doesn't sue me.
From the 60s, who did a movie called El Topo.
Right.
A movie called Holy Mountain.
El Topo is insane, by the way. That movie is ridiculous.
They're literally batshit crazy movies. Well, they're not literally batshit, but anyway.
That would be impressive.
You're literally misusing literally.
I'm watching this movie. It's made of batshit.
So Jodorowsky's Dune.
Is that how you pronounce his name? Because I never know how to say it. All right, good.
And I actually, while watching the movie, I was like, I'm going to recommend this. So I'm going to keep paying attention
so I know how to, say
to
his
how
name.
People say his name. Follows how he was going to make Dune.
Right.
Which is a Frank Herbert novel. It's pretty much the sci-fi Bible at this point. Or at that point.
Right,
yeah.
It's pretty much an untellable story, I would say.
And it was eventually made into a movie by David Lynch. And it's not good.
Yeah. No, it's awful, the David Lynch movie. But anyway, Jodorowsky's Dune takes you through the process of how he was going to make it. He actually has this giant book. It's like a foot
would
thick.
You call it a tome?
Yeah, and it's just page after page. It's like he hired this guy Mobius, who was a French comic book writer,
right,
to literally frame every shot of the film so that he could show it to studios and be like, look, this is exactly how we're gonna film it. And then after he found Mobius, he was like, I need a guy to make like the spacecrafts and stuff.
So he hired Gwen Stefani and they did the hit Southside. Is that where we're going with this?
Well, he tried to get the guy from 2001, and his whole thing was like that he needed spiritual warriors. That's how he says it. And it sounds bad. Like it sounds like the way I'm saying it sounds terrible. But while you're watching the film, you're like, okay, I'm into this. Yeah. Like, and apparently the guy who did the effects for 2001 was like a total businessman. And so he went into a theater right out of his office and watched Dark Star. And the guy who did the effects for that was Dan O'Banion.
Oh, okay.
And so he hired him out of obscurity, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then found Geiger, H.R.
Geiger,
out of obscurity.
Wow.
He started. Then he got Salvador Dali to play a role in the film.
Right. He played the role of the mustache.
And then Mick Jagger.
Well, he's my favorite.
Signed on to play a role in the
film. My favorite working actor living today.
He was great in Free Jack.
This movie would have been utter insanity.
I wish they had made it.
They call it the greatest movie never made.
Right. Mm.
Because it has like kind of seeded itself into almost every huge tentpole movie we see now. Because he was thinking of doing things in the 60s that quite possibly couldn't have even been done now.
Right.
Like they're so insane. But so after they put the kibosh on Dune, his team just went and made Alien.
That's
they got a director and made that. So it's like if Jodorowsky never did this, there would never be an Alien, there would never be a Blade Runner, there would never be a Star Wars, because there's storyboard shots in his Dune book that are like shot for shot like in Star Wars.
That is
almost exactly the same. Like you could tell because they made one of these books for every studio in.
Oh, so they were workshopping it like to everybody.
And you could tell that George Lucas might have got his hands on one of these books and was like,
that Jodorowsky guy's really got something, guys.
I'm kind of excited because Nikolai Vinding Refn is in the. He's like, he's one of the people being interviewed for the film.
Oh, okay.
And he's like good friends with Jodorowsky. He actually dedicated Drive and Only God Forgives to Jodorowsky.
All right.
I think he might make Dune like Jodorowsky's Dune.
Hey, you know what? That would be cool.
It would be fucking insanely awesome if he did it.
It would.
Because it's also cool because as you're watching the documentary, you're watching a movie too because he pretty much explains the whole movie to you.
Jodorowsky.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Yes.
Oh.
At the time of the movie, I haven't checked up on him, but right. I think he's still
alive. I'll call him after we finish the show.
I'll send him a text.
Right. You probably can't watch this yet.
Oh,
I'm just going to say that.
You screened it?
Yeah.
All right.
I got a private screening.
Gotcha.
Wink, wink.
Well.
But yeah, so. Well.
It's about that time. Robert, you missed a spot.
Yeah, Robert Loge is coming in with his mop. Even though Dave has a rug in here, he mops it.
Robert, you're really destroying this carpet.
There's frost on the windows.
On That's right.
It's Christmas Eve.
There's frost in the windows. There's cocoa in our mugs.
We're almost in July.
The Yule log is burning.
I'm having a heat stroke. I'm sick, guys.
So what do we got next week, guys? What's coming up next week? It's a big thing. We've been teasing it all summer.
That's right. We've teased it silly.
Yeah.
And we put down this feather duster.
We teased it to the point that now that it's happening, I'm a little disappointed.
Yes.
It's
we might just cancel it all together.
The summer series begins.
The summer series begins with the Stephen King episode. And the week following that episode will be the Stephen King week on Cut Print Film.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to... It's going to be pretty much... almost 100% Stephen King related articles.
All King, all the time.
That's right.
We're going to have Stephen himself on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Not Stephen King, just a guy named Stephen.
It's Stephen Agnew is his name. He's going to be here.
And then
we're going to give each other hickeys.
Yeah, and then we'll give each other hickeys.
But
not where you think it would be.
After the Stephen King podcast is over, the summer series continues.
That's right. What do we got coming down the pipeline, Dave?
What else is up on store for the summer?
Let me get this plunger.
Into July.
What's in this pipe here?
The Cormac McCarthy podcast.
Holy shit.
That's going to be a riveting one. We're going to discuss every book in deep detail.
And every film. So
I forgot about the films.
So, oh, shit. There are movies?
So if you can't read, don't listen.
That's right.
I hope we're going to do a lot of articles about The Counselor, personally, because I can't get enough.
Do you have any tab pads? We'll see you next week.
That was the trio of Wells.
The Dwell trio.
It's been a fun night. Pleasure having you.
That's right. Drive safely as you fall asleep on the way home from work.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's right. You can stay at my place. We have a pull-out sofa and clean sheets.
I'm coming over. My sheets are dirty.
I've ironed all my clothing.
Yeah, Jeff ironed all his sheets tonight.
I watched Pacific Rim.
So what did we learn tonight? Dave, what did you learn on this episode?
That I can't play games because I didn't score a single
point.
That's
right. You did poor. It was a poor performance, and we're going to have an intervention later on in the week. Just Chris and I. You won't be invited.
Oh, okay.
Jeff, what
jack-off session.
Jeff, what did you learn tonight on the Cut Print Film podcast?
Well, I learned what it means to be a an African-American. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I didn't learn that at all.
Good night and good luck, people. Live long and prosper.
I didn't learn anything. What did you learn, Chris?
I learned that soccer is stupid, but I already knew that. But now I have a film confirming how stupid soccer is because it kills people.
How that doesn't make sense.
Dave, shut up!
How does one have kill?
I don't. Hey, testing. I am Dave and I'm not loud.
You sound good.
I am Dave and I'm not loud.
You're looking good. I am not looking good. Turn me down. Hi, this is Jeff Rollins. I like to eat shit. the improv king.
Chris.
Tune in tonight to find the shocking truth of Jeff Rollins' shit-eating habit.